Hey, 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 Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Maniac Podcast. This is the reaction episode, The Game. The Game. Okay, before we get into it, let's do the housekeeping. Aw, I'm on everything. Every social media thing you can think of. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all at Maniacs Podcast or Michigan Maniacs Podcast, whatever. Hit me up, dude. Dude. All right. Leave a 5-star review and let's just fucking enjoy this. Holy moly. Is this real? Is this a dream? Is this really a dream? I can't believe what I just witnessed. Even though we had high hopes, even though we believed this team was different, to actually watch them go onto a field and kick the shit, straight bully the Buckeyes for 4 straight quarters. It was amazing. And then at halftime, to get almost into a fight in the tunnel. Like, it is everything you want this Michigan team to be. Like, it's everything we dream of. It's everything that we've been yelling about. It's everything that we just want. And it's here. And it's unbelievable. I haven't felt this way maybe since I watched the Broncos win their first Super Bowl. After watching the Broncos get just lambasted in every Super Bowl they played. I mean, I was there from when we lost to the Giants in 89. When we lost to the Washington Redskins. When we lost to the 49ers. I mean, just game after game getting our ass just beaten to the ground. And then when we finally did it against Green Bay, I sat there and I couldn't move because I couldn't believe it was true. And I find myself feeling the same way today. This wasn't luck that we didn't just by accident fall into it. They didn't play their best game and we just happened to beat them. They played a great game. I mean, to give you an idea, Stroud threw for 394, 2 touchdowns. Henderson ran for 74 yards and a touchdown. Smith and Njigba caught 11 for 127. Wilson caught for 10 for 119. And Olave went 7 for 88. That is a good game for them. And we whipped their mother effing ass. We fucking pounded them. We took out 10 years of aggression on this fucking team. The big house was rocking. This team didn't flinch. They were in there and they were ready to kick ass. It was un-effing believable. Aiden Hutchinson, 3 sacks. Ojabo, 1 sack. So I was right. I said 4 sacks. I went over. Oh my God. That was great. I mean, just stood in their face, told them we were going to whip their ass, and then we did it. Oh, and then Harbaugh, Petty Harbaugh, in the press conference at the end, saying that you're standing on third, and you think that you hit a triple. And the saying goes, you're born on third, and you think you hit a triple. He's absolutely right. Ryan Day didn't build this fucking program. Sweater vest and fucking finger-popping assholes, Urban Meyer fucking built that program. His little punk ass just showed up and coached. That's it. And how amazing is it that when Don Brown isn't a part of your fucking defensive program, he doesn't know what the fuck to do against us? Oh my God, everybody fucking showed up today. Everybody showed up. I don't even know how long this episode is going to go, but oh my God, this was everything. Everything you could ever fucking want in a game. This was it. And then think about this. This is a real sentence. We're going to Indianapolis. We're in the Big Ten title game. We're in the Big Ten title game. Think about that. Oh my God. I can't even express how I feel right now. It is phenomenal. Hassan Haskins, just the man. And what did I tell you? And they asked me anything. I told you it didn't matter how many touches that Corum saw, as long as those touches were big touches. 6 for 87. Those were huge touches. Everything that boy did in that game was amazing. Cade McNamara just doing Cade McNamara things. And then the young one, JJ motherfucking McCarthy, and Donovan Edwards, that one-handed catch like a boss. Are you kidding me? I mean, we were, Aiden Hutchinson and Ojabo were in the D tackle's head so much. How many false starts were there? How many false starts were there? Holy shit. Donovan Jeter, Chris Hinton, Mozzie Smith, everybody getting into the act. It was, DJ Turner. Well, DJ Turner, 8 total tackles. Hawkins, 9 tackles. The freshman, true freshman, Rod Moore, 9 tackles. Oh my God, what? I don't even know what to say. Like, this might be the shortest podcast in the history of my podcast, because it was everything you wanted. The snow, it was like God himself sent the snow to say, it's your day, guys. It's your day. Because what eliminates pure talent and all that slick footing, when you can't just plant your foot and go, it narrows down what you can do. Our offensive line just bullied the fuck out of that defensive line. And they finally know what it means to be overranked going into a game. Yeah, they were highly ranked in the rushing defense. Why? Because that offense of theirs blitzkrieged every other team, so you don't have to worry about the rush when you're up 49 to nothing. That's why. Oh my God, our offense, our defense, everything looked great. Mike McDonald just confusing the fuck out of the California boy when it needed to be done. I mean, 394. That's a great day for this kid. But in the key moments, I don't even know what to say. We rushed the field. This was everything. This was everything it needed to be. This changes it all. Can you imagine? Like I said, this is a real sentence. We're going to Indianapolis to play for the Big Ten title. The Big Ten title. And a playoff spot. Think about that. No one gave us a shot this year. No one. I mean, I think my record was 10-2. But, oh my God. And can I just get a little bit of props for me, by the way? Who picked the two breakout players of the year? I picked Corum and I picked DJ Turner, who played two huge parts outside of Haskins and Aiden Hutchinson and Ojabo. DJ Turner and Corum both played huge parts in this game today. Oh, our cornerbacks look great. Everybody looked great. Like, yeah, there were some hiccups and some weird tempo still fucks us up. And McDonald had some weird, just putting people on and off the field. But I don't care. Like, this isn't time to be angry or be upset about how this team played. This was one for the ages. We just beat the shit out of the number two team in the nation, and the one team that everybody and their mother was like, oh, well, this team's unbeatable. Oh, look at their offense. They scored 49 points in one half. Oh, and then numbnuts. What's numbnuts? Joe Klatt, even though I like Joe Klatt a lot. But, oh, they score in bunches. They score in bunches. Yeah, we fucking get it. But how about us? We score in bunches too, bitch. That's what we fucking do. You know, we got stars too, bitch. That's fucking right. We fucking did it. I can't fucking believe this. We did it. We did it. I'm at a loss for. I don't even know what's going on. Like, this seems like a dream. It seems like a dream. It seems like it's something that I don't know. That didn't seem like it was possible for us, right? It seemed like we just love and we continually just get disappointed. But it's amazing. Like, how many years did I say that the talent gap wasn't that cavernous. Like they said, that it was such a big gap. Like the talent gap was too big for Michigan to Ohio State. It wasn't. I told you it wasn't. It was. I told you what it was. It was just a team that wasn't bought in. And when you finally get a team that's bought into the culture, to the belief of what this team is, you finally have kids who put Michigan first and want to be Michigan fucking Wolverines instead of just pro football players. When you do that, look what we can fucking do. Yes, we have one more thing to do. We have to win the Big Ten or all this is for nothing. All this is for nothing. And I would much rather play Iowa than we play Wisconsin. Because I'm not, I think Iowa's offense is garbage. I think their quarterback is garbage. Their defense is legit, but they have a hard time running. They have a hard time stopping the run, and they're great defensive opportunists. And the only time Iowa plays good is when they're at home. Outside of that, they don't play good for shit. And Wisconsin seems to have rediscovered the running game. Mertz is still a five-star kid who can fucking place that ball anywhere. I think we'll beat any one of them. I don't care. If we can beat the number two team in the nation and beat them down, we can beat anybody. But if I had a choice, it would be Iowa. I want Iowa to get this. So I'm hoping Minnesota and that fucking cult leader, PJ Fleck, fucking row the boat all over those fucking Badgers. And then we get Iowa. Because playoff bound, baby. And let's face it, dude. Why can't we beat Georgia? Why can't we at least compete? Why can't we do that? We're going to get the third or fourth best team, so why can't we beat Cincinnati? Why can't we play Georgia in the national title game? All this shit's possible now. Like, and I can't, this team, if I am sleeping and if I am dreaming, please don't wake me because this is one of the greatest things in my life. My son's birth, the Broncos winning the first Super Bowl, and now this. It seems like everything's been reset. The 2020, I told you, that 2020 year, we have to embrace it and thank God that it effing happened because it reset everything. It reset everything. The focus, I don't even know what to say anymore. This is just, this is everything we've wanted for so long and it's happening right in front of our eyes. Oh my God, this is just... it's so great. It is so great to be a Michigan Wolverine right now. It is so great. I love it so, so much. Just their effort finally matched what they said. And we're going to win or we're going to die trying. And God damn it, we did it. I love this team. I love this team. I love what they've done. Everything. And you know what? Did we really lose to Michigan State? Like, that seems so far the rearview mirror now. Like, it seems so inconsequential, which basically, Michigan State really is. They're inconsequential and who gives a shit about them? No one gives a shit about them. And this season just proved it. There's really only two teams in the Big Ten that matter. And every year they play for the title. It means something. Not just to the Big Ten, but to the nation. Just look how the nation reacts to this game. Michigan-Ohio State is it. It's like Alabama-Auburn. It's like Alabama-Georgia. It's like all of that. It just, when we fight for something and it means something to the nation. It means something to everyone. And we did it. We did it. Oh my God, we did it. Oh my God, we did it. God damn it. It's so great. It is. It's so great. I mean, the years of getting kicked in the teeth. This 2016 season. All of it. 42-27. And it was never in doubt. Our offense showed up and beat the shit out of that defense and took their heart. Took their heart. And it was fantastic to watch. Ryan Day had no idea what to do. He couldn't do it because even when they called good plays, they couldn't do it. And once again, can I get credit? I told you. let them pass to and fro between 20s and 20s. But once they got into the red zone, strangle the fuck out of them. And what did we do? We strangled the fuck out of them in the red zone. We did it, man. We did it. Every facet of this game, we did it. Ah, we did it. Oh my God, we did it. From 2016, I dreamt of this moment. How it was going to feel, how it was going to look, how we would do it, who would be the heroes. It's like Hollywood wrote it. You know, it just, this season is so special. It wasn't the season we were expecting. It wasn't. Like I said, it was the extra large fry we didn't order in the take-home bag that we got, right? Every bit of it's just so special. And we're going to Indianapolis. We're going to Indianapolis. Oh my God, how great is that? I don't even know. I know I've said this numerous times in this episode so far. I don't even know what to say next. We did it. The big house showed up today. The defense showed up today. Mike McDonald showed up today. Gattis showed up today. We didn't kick one field goal in the last three games. And I'm taking away that field goal that Moody had against Maryland because that touchdown to Roman Wilson should have counted. That was a bogus chop block. In the red zone, we have not kicked one fucking field goal in three games. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's one of the great moments. I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, I don't care if you were a wishy-washy Michigan fan, if you were one of those who didn't even recognize today as a reason to watch. If you didn't think that this was even a rivalry anymore, enjoy it. We all have suffered long, but for all you hard motherfuckers like me who stayed true to the Wolverine, just throwing middle fingers up to the world and saying, go fuck yourself. We did it. We did it. Boy, did we do it. And boy, should we embrace today. I am heading. Now, for all you young kids out there, plug your ears. I am heading to the nearest strip club, and I am going to help put very many beautiful women through college with the money I have earned in the last week or two. Well earned, well deserved. This is going to be one for the ages, baby. God damn, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. God, this is exactly what this is how it should have been feeling from the moment we hired Jim Harbaugh. We did it. We fucking did it. God, this feels so good. It's like one of those moments that you just want to freeze in time because you don't want it to ever end. God, we did it. We fucking did it. Oh, for the life, I can't believe we did it. Holy shit, we fucking did it. And we kicked their fucking ass. We kicked their ass. They took their best shots at us. I mean, 11 for 20, 127, 11, 10 for 119, 7 for 88. A kid who threw for over 394 yards passing. We took their best shots. We looked them in the face and we beat their ass. Five touchdowns by one. You want to talk about a legend? You want to go down in the history books as one of the greatest Wolverines of all time? Hassan Haskins did that today. Cade McNamara did that today. They all did that today. They changed the narrative. They rewrote history. And like Jim Harbaugh said, everything's been erased. This is just the beginning. The great reset happened in 2020, and now everything is, we're 1-0. We're 1-0 going on from here on out, and I defy them to try and beat us. Because this team isn't scared of shit anymore. We're not fucking, like I told you, they're not fucking gods. They're not Thor come down from Valhalla to fucking slam his hammer into the ground and to beat our ass. We did it. We fucking did it. Ah, let's just get fucked up, hammered, have just debauchery should happen tonight. Or wholesome debauchery, however you want to do it. I'm not here to tell you how to celebrate, and I hope you don't try and tell me. But we are all Wolverines, we all won, and we should all just celebrate this. Because next week, baby, we're going to Indy. We're going to Indy to win a Big Ten title. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Guys, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Oh my God, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. It is great. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever. God damn it, go blue.